This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and he says, I am charging you with the great mission to take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. So Moshe says, I'm going to come to Bnei Yisrael. They're going to ask me, what's your name? Vayomer Moshe el ho Elohim. Hinei anoichi ba'al Bnei Yisrael. Ve'amarti lehem, I'm going to say to them, Elohei avoseichem shalachani aleichem. The God of your forefathers, send me to you. Va'amru li ma'ashamay, they're going to say to me, okay, if God appeared to you, if the God of our forefathers appeared to you, what's his name? Moshe says, what should I tell the Jews? Hashem says, what should you tell the Jews? Vayoymer lekim el Moshe, Ekya asher ekya, I will be that I will be. What is this conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe? Moshe says the Bnei Yisrael are going to want to know, what's his name? What's the name of God? And Hashem says to Moshe, well, tell them, my name is I will be that I will be. What is the back and forth? The Ramban, this is a classic fundamental Ramban. The Ramban explains that Moshe was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bnei Yisrael are going to want to know Hayra Shlema Al HaMetzius V'Al HaHashgacha, a absolute definitive proof of the reality and existence of Hashem, and definitive proof of Hashem's divine intervention in this world. The Ramban learns that the question that Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned the Bnei Yisrael were going to ask was, Moshe, prove to us definitively that there's a God and that He controls the world. That's a powerful question. So what's the answer that Hashem tells Moshe to give the Bnei Yisrael? Says the Ramban, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heshiva, God responds, Lama ze yishalu l'shmi. Why do they need a proof? Ein lohem tzoyrech l'raya acheres. They don't need any other proof. Ki eya yimohem b'chol tzarosam yikra'uni ve'ani. The greatest proof to the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that when we call out to Him, He answers us. And then the Ramban makes an astounding statement. V'hi haraya hagedoyla sheyesh Elohim b'Yisrael. That is the greatest proof that there's a God in Israel. Kroivim eleinu b'chol kareinu elav. That He's close to us whenever we call out to Him. Says Ramban, the greatest proof to the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the efficacy of tefillah. That when we call out to Him, when we call out to Ribbono Shel Olam, He responds. The Stipler Gaon writes in the Sefer Chayei Olam that even though at times it may seem that we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we don't see that our tefillahs are accepted, says the Stipler, we have to understand that all tefillah is effective. We don't have any idea what the situation would have been like had we not prayed, had we not davened. But every tefillah is effective. The Stipler refers to the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Lamed Beis. Amar Rav Chanin, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Kal hamarech b'tefilasai. Anyone who davens a long tefillah, ein tefilasai chayzeres reikam, the tefillah will never be returned empty-handed. And the Stipler says, this doesn't just mean that if somebody davens a long Shemana Esra, his tefillah will be answered. But even if somebody davens a short tefillah, but he davens repeatedly, daily, or perhaps many times a day, every single day, the conglomerate effect of the tefillah will be such that it is considered as if somebody was marich b'tefillasai, as if somebody davened long. Says the Stipler Gaon in the name of the Medrash. Some tefillos are responded immediately. Some tefillos, it takes 3 days. Some tefillos, 30 years. But all tefillah is effective. So effective, says Ramban, that when Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, They're going to want to know, what proof is there to your existence and your divine intervention? The answer, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, is they don't need any other proof more than when they call out to me, they will see that I answer their tefillah. Says Ramban, V'hi haraya hagedoyla sheyesh Elohim v'Yisrael. That is the greatest proof to the existence of the God among the Jewish people. Wishing everyone a wonderful week.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.